On March 20, 2024, Saskatchewan Minister of Finance, Donna Harpower, presented the provincial budget. The news coverage was overpowering. It was like everyone and their dog was describing the sound of a tree falling in the forest. What was really going on? Just think of the province as a family. Consider a family of 9, 2 adults and 7 children, all living at home. Mom controls all money coming into the house. Mom lets dad assume he is in charge and distracts him by sending him off to meetings. Of the 7 children, child number 3 and child number 4 have good jobs and make good money. Every payday they give their mom their paycheck and she sorts out how it is spent. There are the basics, groceries and housing. She then splits the rest. Child number 1, the oldest, is a dreamer who works occasionally. He has grand ideas and needs money. He is the mom's favorite. She gives him money for his outlandish projects. Child number 2 is finding himself. He is in a rock band and they are putting out a CD soon. He needs money for a new drum kit, and gets it. Since gigs are all over the province, he also needs gas money and money for travel expenses. He gets it. Child number 3 gets a small rebate and money to buy furniture. Child number 4 gets some money too. She saves some and buys clothes. Child number 3 and child number 4 are important to the mom. She needs their money and she needs to make them happy so they don't quit their jobs and move to Alberta. So she cooks their favorite meal from time to time and gives them rebates. Child number 3 and child number 4 are needed to co-sign a bank loan for child number 1 so he can build his crazy new project that in reality is stupid and returns little or nothing on investment. Child number 5 wants to go to technical school and study gaming. He gets money for a faster computer so he can play computer games in the basement, where he lives, in his own room. Child number 6 is still in high school and playing hockey. He is a goalie so needs expensive equipment and money for registration in the hockey league. He also needs money to fix a broken tooth. Child number 7 is still in elementary school and needs money for crayons. When the mom checks how much money she has and how much she is spending, she has 2 choices. Either reduce the money she gives back the Golden Goose Kids, number 3 and number 4, or borrow more. If she borrows more, she can stash a chunk for her retirement. She can't count on the kids in her old age. She borrows more. The dad? He's still in meetings. See? Simple, right?